Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's see here. On to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
What do we got here? Gentlemen, can we get a birthday shout out to our boys, Ryan and Callan? Ryan turns 12 today. Callan turned 8. So can they get a fish sandwich, a reverse fart, and Coach Ted pumping up Callan to lead his football team, the Graham Kapalson Little Eagles, to a championship? Yes, they're 8U, and yes, we throw the ball. Thank you, gentlemen. Love, Mom and Dad.
A fillet of fish sandwich.
All right, Callan. First of all, I don't know what position you're playing. I'm impressed you boys are out there throwing the ball. At the end of the day, football is a pretty simple sport, all right? We got a few things we're going to talk about. Inch by inch, yard by yard, right? Mm-hmm. Pure and simple. The thrill, I say it all the time. What are the three things we got to do today? We got to block, we got to tackle, and we got to win this game. Let's go.
It is cool to throw the ball, man.
That, young, that is wild.
That is cool.
I'm still shocked they throw it in high school now.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Not in a power tee. Hello, gentlemen. I would like to send a birthday shout out to my little munch, Ella, who turns 14 today. Her mom and I are proud of who she is, and she is doing what she's doing in life and just being an awesome kid. So can I get Coach Ted talking about being a teenager, even though she clearly knows everything there is to know? She should listen to her parents, maybe some dad jokes from Miles, because she thinks my dad jokes are cringe. Thanks, guys. That from Andy Mack.
It's pretty simple, Ella. Met you before. You seem like a bright child. Now, with that said, you're not that old, all right? When old Andy tells you to do something, Dad says to do it, you do it. All right, he says jump, you say, how high, Dad? Same with your mom. And don't forget to eat your vegetables. Happy birthday, kid.
See if I have any, I don't want to get in trouble.
She's worked backstage with us, brother. I don't know. There's a lot she has not heard. Okay.
All right, guys. Did you know you can cure a snake bite with an ant bite?
No.
It's called an anti-venom.
Okay. Yuck.
Where does Sir Mix-a-Lot go on vacation? Where does Sir Mix-a-Lot like to go on vacation?
Butte, Montana.
Djibouti.
All right.
That'll always be fun to do.
Djibouti. What did 50 Cent do when he got hungry?
Hang on.
50 Cent, what did he do when he got hungry?
I don't know what.
58. It's a standard. Guys, today's my son, Raiden's 13th birthday. He's been listening to your shenanigans with me his whole life. He would love it if he could get an OG fish sandwich, some green beans, a fart, followed up by Coach Ted getting him hyped up for his upcoming wrestling season.
All right.
And the rest of the year. And remind him to please do his math homework. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking that from Matthew.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
All right, first of all, son, good on you. Of all the sports I ever played, wrestling was hands down the hardest sport there is. Now, do you look cool in a singlet? Sure. Does everybody?
No.
Sure. See, it's a very comfortable piece of clothing, John.
I believe that.
You've never worn one. All right. Now, you got this season coming up, all right? We all know there's that kid at that other school, that other club. He's been thinking about you, too. So, you know what the thing is? It's pretty pure and simple. After practice, you got to get a few more laps in. Maybe a few more rolls around, you know, single leg shots. We got to keep sweating. Every ounce of sweat we drop out gets us closer to that championship.
Guys, 1 year ago today, Cecilia graced us with her presence. She's a total goofball and weirdo, and she's absolutely perfect. She's just about to start walking, and while we're ready for it, our house is not. She's bound to get up to all sorts of mischief. Exciting times ahead. So can we please get a little kid fish sandwich and Coach Ted telling her to slow down a little bit. Love the show. I'm excited to have her grow up with you guys. And thanks for everything. Happy birthday, Beanut. We love you. Lots of love from Mom and from Dad.
All right, first of all, you're one, so slow down. Going too fast. 1 year old's big birthday. Make sure today or tomorrow when you have that cake, we smash right in the hair, all right? Everybody's got to do that on the first one. Second of all, you're also born with my grandmother's name. So when you get a little bit older, if you can remember the damn recipe for that mac and cheese, just send it over.
Hello, gentle sirs. Please wish my mama, a.k.a. mom-in-law, very happy, happy birthday today. Give her a fish sandwich medley, a pep talk from Coach Ted since her Longhorns lost to a team stronger than Rice last weekend. And since it's her birthday, you can bust on this year's embarrassing Razorback football team. Maybe some dad jokes for Miles. Norma is the best ex-mother-in-law I've ever had. I'm lucky to call her mama. That's thanks, guys, with a lot of love from Josh.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I'll have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe
are
some
you sure?
Relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
So we want to talk about Texas, but also make fun of Arkansas?
That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, look at the 20 years of Arkansas football. Pretty simple. All right, now Texas football. Weird year, Texas. Came out number one. Arch Manning supposed to win a Heisman Trophy. Lose to Ohio State. They lost to Florida last week. I don't know what's going on. But one thing that helps in college football is you get one of these games. You get two of these games a year, right? When the chips are down. You know what they're called? A rivalry game. You're going to be down in Dallas. Texas State Fair. Got those Bamas from Oklahoma coming over, crossing the border. Let's get healthy this week and beat them.
All right, some dad jokes.
And never forget their mascot is because they didn't wait their turn to get their land.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mike, you might be happy to know I got one cleared from Ryan Castle here.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
I doubt it's going to pass me.
I'm gonna have you take a look at it.
Can you see the dump button?
Yeah, let me see. I got that going.
Guys, my girlfriend left me after I told her I was born in China.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She said it was a red flag.
Hey-o. See, that one's okay.
Bad.
That one's okay.
Yeah. That's not the one.
I know.
I'm currently writing a song about being a locksmith.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. There's a key change at the end. You want to take a look at this?
Yeah.
This is a Halloween joke. You can't ruin a good Halloween
joke.
It's a Halloween joke. Right there. See here?
Okay.
Come on.
I don't like it.
What?
I don't like it.
What do you mean?
Let me see.
Come on.
I haven't seen the joke.
Come on. It's a Halloween joke.
I don't like it. Right there in the middle of the page.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
What do you mean you don't like it?
I don't like it.
He's laughing, you're laughing.
I know. All right.
Can I do it?
I'll let it pass.
What do you call a Halloween-themed fleshlight, Ted? A Halloween-themed fleshlight.
I don't know what.
A jack-o'-lantern.
All right. That's it.
Not my favorite.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the men's room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed, and like we said at the top of the show, today's episode is the Petty Money Edition. Frivolous lawsuits, it's always driving me crazy. Perhaps CEOs that don't quite read the room before they open their mouth. And finally, just sometimes, can a brother just wipe his ass? Can I just wipe my ass? But let us start with the frivolous lawsuit. Halloween, of course, is right around the corner. And rest assured that Hershey will not be banned from selling Halloween candy. So last year, a woman in Florida named Cynthia Kelly, she sued Hershey for $5 million. Do you know why? Why would you sue the Hershey Company for $5 million?
There was a bat in your chocolate.
No, because the pumpkin-shaped Reese's peanut butter cups were falsely advertised. She says the packaging shows the pumpkins have, quote, cool carved designs and faces, but in reality, there are no faces, and not bother. But that was not the only thing. She pointed out that several of the Halloween candies are also less spooky than they appear on the wrapper. Well, Cynthia, she will not be getting the $5 million payout, and the candles, they will not be pulled from store shelves where they're deceiving America. A judge just dismissed the lawsuit. She ruled that the plaintiff, quote, failed to prove any concrete economic injury and the products were not rendered worthless. In other words, they're still delicious. There's nothing wrong.
Okay.
Cynthia Kelly, come on, man. You got better things to do than to waste Hershey's time with a $5 million lawsuit because your chocolate wasn't spooky.
Jesus. It didn't have the eyes.
Didn't have the eyes. False advertising.
Sound a real jack-o'-lantern.
All right, so the last time you bought tickets to a concert, did you think to yourself, man, I paid way too little for those? Because the CEO of Live Nation, the company that owns Ticketmaster, he thinks that you did, Ted. During a conference last weekend, Michael Rapino said, quote, there's a lot of runway left when it comes to ticket prices, especially since tickets for sporting events are so much more. Quote, music has been underappreciated. In sports, I joke it's like a badge of honor to spend $70,000 for a Knicks courtside seat. They beat me up if we charge $800 for Beyonce. He adds, quote, when you read about ticket prices going up, the average concert price is still $72. Try going to a Laker game for that. And there's 80 of them. The concert is underpriced and has been for a long time. What is the concert that costs only
$72? Come on.
Again, and look, I've heard a lot of stupid things from people above us about the cost of things, but, like, you can only gaslight so much, brother. I bought concert tickets. They are not $72. And again, everyone bitches about the price of concert tickets specifically because of your company. So even if you do think they're underpriced, just keep your mouth shut. We're not vibing with you on this one. And then finally, it says, look, we're used to watching ads in order to stream content or play games and a million other things. Here's 1,000,001. If you walk into a public bathroom in China, there is a chance that you'll have to watch an ad to get toilet paper. So there's a video going viral that shows how it works. You scan a QR code that plays an ad on your phone. Then the machine spits out a modest amount, like 6 squares. If you need more, you have to watch another ad. So it's not actually a brand new thing. Someone on Reddit shared a lot of similar dispensers back in China back in 2021, but most people didn't know they existed. Now, if you don't watch the ad, there is an option to pay a few cents for toilet paper instead, but it looks like you have to pay with your phone. So if you don't have it on you, you're ass out of luck. No pun intended. So those are the basic three stories. We have the frivolous lawsuit, $5 million against Hershey because their Halloween candy bars were not as scary as advertised. We have the CEO of Live Nation who won, thinks the concert tickets only cost $72. In which case, can we just alert him, let him know that they're way overpriced, and he'll drop it down? Is that what he'll do? I'll tell you what, double the price from $72, if that's what you think they are. Anyway, he thinks he wants to charge you more. And then finally, public bathrooms in China, where you have to sit through an ad just to wipe your ass after taking a dump.
I can't get over the Live Nation guy.
First of all, you're lying patently to say they cost $72. I don't know. And this is not like everything in Seattle is more expensive, except concert tickets. That's pretty much in this country.
And weed. Yeah, I mean, right. Like if you get a deal at an amphitheater, and the other thing is there's so many musical artists and so many shows.
Mm-hmm.
To say the average is $72, that's including going to a small venue and seeing a band that nobody's heard of first.
Exactly.
And then I would also add in, like, look, I think a lot of this stuff is too expensive. I think the NFL tickets are crazy.
Yeah.
But you only get 8 guaranteed home games a year, right?
Sure.
I mean, not counting the preseason. Nobody even likes that. So it's like, those are going to cost more. But,
Why doesn't he look at what's happening in Vegas? So what you don't understand is, it's not just the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sign downtown, $120 for some event.
Like I don't know. Park?
Yeah. I don't know if it was a Seahawks game, Mariners game, or like $120.
Normally a $40 line.
Yeah.
Like, look, I'm going to go to the Husky game Friday, right? I have a free ticket, right? Fine. But I've already thought about it. Like, Jesus Christ, if I get 4 beers over the course of 3.5 hours.
Could you take beer on the train?
We're going to find out. We're going to find out if you can light rail a beer when I get out of here at 6:01.
I have it on good authority. Right. You can.
Wow.
I will add, I don't believe it's legal, but that did not stop one man I saw who got on with the 12-pack of Coors Light, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, cool, he's going to go home and start drinking.
No, he cracked one right there?
Brother, as soon as those doors close.
I mean, I've seen people smoke on that train.
I was vaping yesterday.
Right, but I guarantee you, if I'm just sitting there sipping a beer, one of those guys come over and go, hey, man, can't be doing that. But to answer this question, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Right, one time at the Gorge, I was sitting there with a bunch of guys on motorcycles, I'll just say.
Uh-huh.
And the guy came over to me and went, you can't smoke weed here. And I was like, all right. Out of these three, like, the Live Nation guy sucks the most.
I think the Florida one.
I'm fine. If you're public toilets, you're going to tell me it's clean and I have to watch one ad? Okay.
They did not say they're clean. They just said it's a public toilet. It might be clean. It might not. I do not know.
Some places in Europe, you got to put in quarters, but they're supposed to be clean.
Yeah. See, I agree with Ted because they held up the court system for the Hershey crap. A judge had to take the time to go through this frivolous crap.
To and explain, wait, and you're
waste,
stupid.
And waste time where he could have been spending it in other places that actually mattered.
Yeah.
So I'm going with China toilet paper ad.
All right. Quick side note. Do you guys have opinion on Hershey's holiday chocolate as opposed to the regular cups? Because there's no ridges in the Christmas tree or the pumpkin.
Do you need the ridges?
Does that affect you?
Some people like it better when it's smooth. I'm team ridge.
I'm good either way. As long as you got your chocolate and your peanut butter.
Lick the ridge of the rim?
No, but you can nibble around it. You nibble around it and save the peanut butter in the middle.
Gotcha. Stop it. Fascinating. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.